Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Anushka, and good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to the Kirloskar Ferrous second quarter FY26 results conference call. We have the senior management of the company represented by Mr. R.V. Gumaste, the Managing Director, and Mr. R.S. Sivatsan, the Executive Director and CFO. So now I would like to now hand over the call to Mr. Gumaste for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. First of all, my apologies for late joining this call. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining the call. And I'll just start with a few details, performance details, and then we can take up the question-answer. Production and sales of all our products was good during the quarter. We sold 131,508 metric tons of pig iron and operated all the three blast furnaces. And the sales quantity was 2% more than the last year, quarter two. Casting sales for the quarter is 36,673 metric tons, slightly less than last year, quarter two. And demand for the casting from tractor sectors continues to be strong. Even auto continues quite good. And in case of tube sales, we could sell 49,588 tons against 39,866 tons, which is almost 24% more than last year. And for the H1 this year, we have a sale of almost 98,049 tons against 73,921 tons last year, a growth of 33%. Steel remains flat. The sales this quarter is 19,616 tons against 18,793 tons, a growth of 4%. In value terms, we have sales value drop of pig iron by 9%, mainly because of a drop in the pig iron prices. Pig iron prices have come down from 41,670 rupees per metric ton to 37,098 rupees per metric ton, which is a drop of 11%. In casting, the sales during the quarter is 456 crores against 458, a drop of 0.3%. And sales realization, there is a small growth, 124.466 rupees per kg against 123.653 rupees per kg. Whereas the tube realization is down 7%, whereas tube sales has gone up from 478 crores to 565 crores, which is 18% growth against the volumetric growth of 24% because of the sales realization drop by 7% from 112,440 rupees to 104,690 rupees, a drop of 7%. Whereas the steel sales realization is also down from 76,362 rupees to 71,055 rupees, whereas the steel sales value has dropped from 144 to 139 crores, drop of close to 3%. The margin pressure, especially in pig iron, continues because of the no major drop in the iron ore prices, and coal prices marginally dropped, whereas the pig iron prices have come down very, very substantially. As a result of this, overall, you know, the EBITDA has, in spite of all this, our EBITDA has grown from 195 crores last year to 214 crores this year. Overall, for the 6 months, H1 EBITDA last year's 383 crores has improved to 427 crores. PBT for the period, quarter two of this year, is 126 crores against last year's 115 crores, a growth of 9.4%, whereas for the 6 months, the last year PBT was 219 crores, which has improved to 256 crores, which is 16.8% higher than last year. Otherwise, for the coming period or as on date, the demand for casting continues to be good, and we have been able to also win some of the tenders in tube, because of which we will continue to have loading up the mills full. Pig iron demand continues to be reasonably good, whereas the price realization on pig iron is under pressure. Similar is the pressure on steel. Overall, in spite of margin pressure both in iron and steel, we have been able to manage the profitability and continue to grow on sales volumes in spite of the product prices coming down, able to get some growth on the top line and the bottom line of the company. For the quarters, our total sales is 1,736 crores against last year's 1,683 crores. The growth would have been better provided the product prices were sustaining, whereas the product prices continue to drop. Hope that it is bottomed out, and we should see some improvement in the market pricing of both iron and steel product. The projects which we have announced time to time continue to pursue them, whether it is solar and wind energy projects or project for bringing steel making in copper. We continue to pursue them, and we look forward to progress on the projects in coming quarters, which should support us to continue with the growth aspirations of KFI. With this brief remarks, I would now request to start the question answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Digant Haria from Greenedge Wealth. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I have three questions, sir. Firstly, on this pig iron, you said that the demand is good, but the pricing is still down. What is leading to this kind of situation? Generally, this pricing falls so much only when the demand is weak. Right now, even with demand, the pricing is here. At these prices, are we making profit? The competition who is dumping in the market, are they making operating loss? Any insights here? That's my first question, sir.
Yeah, I think there is oversupply of pig iron right now in the market, though casting production is growing and though steel production is growing. I think supply of pig iron is oversupply, and also there is no shortage of steel scrap. Due to this, there is definitely more competition to sell pig iron, and we have been able to sell pig iron. I'm sure that there is loss-making by many of us in production and sales of pig iron.
Right. Sir, and for us, would the spreads have gone negative or they're still positive?
No, effort to keep them positive is always there, but right now I can tell you that it is definitely we don't cover our costs.
Right, sir. Okay, sir. So second question on the castings division. We had a target of, say, 170,000 tons this year. So in the first half, we have done, roughly 70,000. So, we have to do, almost 1 lakh tons in the next 6 months. So is it possible? Is the demand environment so good that we can do that, or maybe we'll end up with, say, 151?
No, I think there is one more thing. I don't have exact number, but we have already started our Oliver foundry, and we have done a production and sale of close to 5,000 ton over there. And we expect that going forward, we will be doing around 15,000 to 16,000 ton at Oliver. And with that, we expect that, and we are also in the process of merging Oliver with KFIL. I think we will be together be very close to that number of 170,000 tons.
Okay. Got it, sir. Sir, and lastly, just on, this NSE listing, last time also we said that, it is very close, that event could happen anytime. Any updates there, would be helpful. Thank you. That's it from my side.
So, which is the third question, please? Can you repeat?
Sir, it is on listing, listing our shares on the National
NSE
Stock Exchange.
Listing.
Yeah.
I will leave this to Mr. Srivatsan, I think, who is online, can update on progress on NSE listing. Or
sir,
I will,
anytime later in the call is okay, sir.
Oh, yes, we will update you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So my first question, the casting segment shown resilience with stable realization despite the broader commodity downturn. And what extent is this driven by favorable product mix towards high-value castings, for example, auto tractors, or versus pure pricing power? And what is the gross margin per metric ton difference between tractor castings and general engineering castings? This is my first question, sir.
First of all, thank you very much. And we continue to work with our valuable customers. We are developing new products. Product mix is changing. We are doing more and more high value added castings, and we have been able to retain the sales realization in spite of commodity pricing going down. And going forward also, I expect more and more high value added castings being developed and supplied to our customers, including more machining coming up, and that should strengthen our casting business. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Sir, on that tube side, earlier the guidance EBITDA margins can reach to 14 to 16% kind of margin once this 2 lakh ton per annum scale up from current single digits. And can you quantify what kind of margin contributions in terms of operating leverage, product mix to like OGTG or high value tubes, backward integrations, and is there any resolution of Chinese dumping? So what are the most critical levers to achieve those kind of margins despite declining on the realizations?
No, I think we continue to do well. Not only castings, even in the tube sector, in spite of whatever is happening in the market, dumping or competition, whatever it is. We are well placed both on casting as well as the tube. And as I mentioned, we are pursuing more value-added castings as well as more value addition through machining of the castings. I think the margins are quite decent. Whether it can improve, all efforts are there. One of the way to do is if we can bring up the sales volume to that level. So currently we are operating at 13,000 to 14,000 metric ton sales per month, and we are adding. Our effort is to add another 2,000 from Oliver Engineering. Together we can go up to 15 to 16,000. That can take us to 2 lakh ton very shortly. And that should definitely help us in improving the margins. And it is difficult for me combined operations to exactly give you margin, but we are definitely above the 15% EBITDA margins in casting business, and quite healthy, and we are catching up with the volume sales in castings.
Okay, sir. So I just want to understand about our the client strategy. Initially, we plan to ramp up to 7 to 7.5 lakh ton per annum. Then we deliberately reduced it to 5 lakh ton per annum spot of steel integration. And I think it seems a strategic shift from commoditized segment to value-added side. And what is that expected EBITDA per ton difference between this integrated steel tubes compared to standalone pig iron? And whether it is justified for volume reductions?
See, one thing, we continue to produce fully even today. We will have close to 7 to 8 lakh ton of pig iron production. Out of this, we are already planning. We will start the steel project. Down the line, after 2 years, we expect 3.5 lakh ton of pig iron getting into steel making. But we also have the plans that we also upgrade the Hiriyur steel project, so that in spite of one furnace going for steel, we will continue to have 5 lakh ton of pig iron production, though sales may come down to 4 lakh ton subsequently because of internal consumption as well as conversion to steel. So this strategic shift is from 6 lakh ton or 5.5 lakh ton of pig iron sales, we may go towards 4 lakh ton of external sales and balance getting into the steel production. And once we continue to change over to the steel successfully, we can definitely examine the possibility of more highly valued product like steel instead of pig iron. I agree with you. But in the immediate future, we will continue to have production and sale of pig iron. Only we look forward to cut down the costs, operationalize the mines, and hopefully commodity price pig iron should pick up a little bit to support the margins.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pankaj Parab from Molecule Ventures. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Pankaj, audible.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on the casting side. So, looking at that, our end user industry, tractor industry, has grown 30% YoY in terms of volume, and still we have our casting business in Oliver up and running with industry tailwind, but still our volume picture is more or less same compared to YoY. So when can we expect the ramp up, a meaningful ramp up in the casting volumes? What is holding us, sir, here?
No, I just mentioned that, current run rate, we are at, almost, you can say 15,000 metric ton per month levels. Though there were headwinds, but, currently we have reached this level. But, the figures which we are announcing on KFL doesn't include the Oliver, but, shortly it will all be integrated. And, I look forward that, we will go towards, 16,000 very shortly, and which should facilitate 2 lakh ton of casting production and sales next year. And, we should be able to go this year very close to 170,000, what is the number we are chasing to achieve in this year.
Understood, sir. Understood. And next question is on the tube side of segment. So we have a very good volume traction on the tube side, and recently we got order also on the OCTG, but the concern is the realization part. I understand main realization is linked to the steel prices, but still, can we hope for some realization bump? Or, what are the factors affecting other than the steel prices, like Chinese dumping and all this stuff?
No, I would say that the commodity pressure continues from pig iron to steel, steel to tube as well. Whereas, we have always, we have been putting, efforts, and, I would say that to a great extent, successful in retaining the, our margins. So the percentage value terms, it could be under pressure, but, we are quite hopeful that, we will continue to, enhance the volumes and, also maintain the, realization. Though there are many issues, including dumping, we are representing to government, but, yes, in between we suffer. For the first 6 months, we have already gone to a volume of almost 98,000 metric ton, and look forward to seeing 200,000 volume very close to that in this year. And hopefully another 10% attempt to go up in the next year before we add a bigger size seamless tube manufacturing facility. So we are geared up to expand on the tube business and margins. We are quite confident that it's a commodity cycle, ups and downs are there, but we have long-term commitment, and we believe that the margins will be restored in tubes coming days as well, in spite of commodity cycles.
Sir, last question on the pig iron side. For the last two, three quarters, we have been hopeful that this quarter would be last for the realization. I mean, some of the players are making losses, including us. But please give us, sir, color on some realization growth this year.
No, I think all of you know, I know, you know, the peak was start of the Ukraine war. The peak prices went to 68,000 rupees per ton, and it has almost come to half of that. And you know, it's a definitely a role play of the demand supply. Supplies are more than the demand right now. Only the positive thing is there is a movement, and the pig iron we have been able to sell full, but the price realization margin pressures are reality. And we'll continue to work on our efficiency improvement. We will continue to work on productivity improvement. I am sure that we will be very efficient on cost, and I am sure that some positive movement on price of pig iron will again take us to decent profitability levels in pig iron. So I continue to be optimistic, though under pressure. So I'm sure things do change when we are on the down cycle. We don't see up cycle at all. When we are on up cycle, we definitely forget the down cycle. So it's human nature. We continue to believe. I think we will, as I mentioned, we continue to pursue all our projects and not stopped any of them. And things will change, and we will be once again ready and time to get the best benefit out of whatever the cycle in future.
Thank you. Thank you a lot, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinqwise Wealth Managers LLP. Please proceed.
Yeah, very good afternoon, sir. Thank you very much. Sir, I have a few questions. Sir, first on the power cost, this quarter, again, sequentially, we have seen a significant increase. In absolute number, it is up by almost 45 crores. In Q1, we had seen a decline. So, sir, if you can just provide clarity as to how much is this variability due to solar power plant getting operationalized in Q4 and getting benefit in Q1, and then are we seeing lower power utility solar power generation due to monsoons? Like, if you can give us clarity on that, why power cost has increased significantly, number one. And number two, related to this, sir, like, sir, the solar power addition, capacity addition, whatever we are doing, how is it being allocated within the segments, like, within tubes, within pig iron, or, if you can also help us with that? That was the first set of questions, sir.
Yeah, the solar power generation continues. There is no break onto that. Second thing is seasonal effect, more rains, more clouds, less power generation. That effect is always there. We cannot ask the rain god to stop. He will do, play his role. But in spite of that, the annual average power generation continues. Third element in this is the government power tariff and the changes. In spite of that, the benefit on solar continues, and the energy cost is also role play of production and productivity. I just mentioned that tube production and steel productions have also gone up, and tube production especially is a big positive delta X there, almost 23% growth in the tube production. Because of that, there will be more power consumption, but our plans on power cost saving continues. We had doubts on the government policies, but some clarity has come. Once again, we will be continuing with our project of this year windmill. By end of this year, we are looking forward to commission close to 20 MW of wind. Wind generates much more than solar, and that should get commissioned, and we are investing close to 200 crores on the windmill. And also, there was some break on the solar power plant. We will continue to invest maybe another 25-30 MW on wind, sorry, solar, which of course it will be realized in next year and not this year.
Okay, sir. So, sir, my follow-up question was on, like, where does it get allocated in the segmental business?
Yeah, see, generally, we allocate, I think it is in proportion to the consumption. The maximum consumption is in steel making. We, and then next is the tube making. We are allocating in the ratio of consumption, so the benefit comes in proper ratio across steel and tube.
Okay. And, sir, on the pig iron business, sir, in last couple of years, we have implemented several efficiency improvement projects, like last one was pulverized coal injection. And, probably we have even started our first iron ore mine. So, like, I just want to get a sense that with all these projects, and also we had earlier comments, wastage recovery. So all put together, even after these projects, we are probably not seeing profits at the PBIT level in pig iron business.
No,
and
I
also
think,
related question would be how much improvement per kg we would have seen because of this project in last 2 years.
No, I think we continue to pursue these projects and done quite well. And you know, PCI was not at all there. Oxygen enrichment was not there. We have started. We are using up to 125 kg of PCI per ton of hot metal, and we also continue to do oxygen enrichment to use power generated in the coke oven. But the margin pressures are phenomenally high. In last 3 years, the 10,000 rupees margin has come down to say 3,000 rupees. I'm talking on contribution level, gross level. And this has put a lot of pressure in terms of covering the cost. One is month to month, another is you know, whole year scenario. I'm not saying that we make a loss in the whole year scenario. We should still make some profits, and we are also further looking at how to increase the pulverized coal injection levels and oxygen enrichment levels, and cut down the coke consumption, improve the productivity. And we are also taking a couple of small measures to reduce the coke consumption, iron ore cost impact. So we will continue to work on that and cut down our costs and see that we remain in at least small profits in pig iron. And in the meantime, also take up the efficiency improvement in Hiriyur, and also progress on steel making in Koppal, so that quantity of pig iron being sold comes down and we don't have to sell more quantity of pig iron in low realization areas where we make the loss, and we sell more in high realization area so that we make profit what we sell wherever we sell. So we will continue to focus and work on that, and I'm sure that that should mitigate the challenges to a great extent.
So, sir, like right now, like the PCI and oxygen enrichment, are these plants working at full capacity, or we are yet to achieve the full benefits from these projects?
No, I think that there is still scope. I mentioned the figure 125 gross PCI in MBF 1 and 2. That can go up to 160, 170, but we need a little bit more capacity in the oxygen plant. We are working to add capacity. It takes 8 to 9 months to add capacity in the oxygen plant. So that's one opportunity there. We are also looking at some small one or two projects which can bring down the coke consumption. So our MBF 1 and 2 in Koppal are efficient, whereas Hiriyur doesn't have PCI and the operation is inefficient. That is another set of improvement to be achieved, which is more than around 125 crores of investment to upgrade. So we'll look for an opportunity time to execute that. Not in this scenario of pig iron realization being very, very low.
Sure, sir. And in casting, sir, you mentioned that we achieved 5,000 tons production in olive oil. So this 70,000 tons of...
go ahead.
The casting sales of 70,000 tons in first half, does it include this olive oil production, or it doesn't include, sir?
It doesn't include.
Okay, so with Oliver, the number, the 70,000 number would be 75,000.
So if 70 H2, if we achieve 75, so we get 141, maybe around 140 from Koppal and Solapur. Oliver maybe 15, 16 would be additional.
Okay, sir. And sir, at Solapur, we had started production for one of our clients, Ford, and we had mentioned that we probably expect to reach to 5,000 blocks. So, sir, when do we expect to reach there? And in tonnage terms, how much would it be? We are doing only blocks, or we'll be doing both heads and blocks? And what would be like per set volume, sir?
No, it's only blocks, and 5,000 blocks means, I think, around 400 tons.
Okay. Sir, I'll come back in the queue. I have a few more questions. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much for all the answers.
You are welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Deepak from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible?
Yes, you are audible, Deepak.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, first question on this new foundry line at Solapur Phase 2. So since a couple of presentation, you know, this particular capacity has been postponed. What was earlier Q4 FY25 commissioning, then it got postponed to Q2 of this fiscal year. Now it is Q3. Just wanted to understand why there is delay in commissioning this facility. What are the reasons?
So this facility has been commissioned and commissioned, I would say, fully. But capacity utilization is going slow. And as on date, we have come very close to, we can say, 3,000 metric ton per month from line one. And maybe about to reach, hopefully this month, next month, about 2,000 metric ton from line two. And I would say that this level, 5,000 together, can continue for 3-4 months before we make one more ramp up from there. So it's not the delay in commissioning, it is the delay in ramping up the volumes from the new foundry because of some teething problems.
Okay. And so secondly, just to double click on this power cost. So this quarter, our power cost as percentage of sales has gone up to 8.5%. And you had explained this also, it is because of more tube production. Right. So on a annual basis, what kind of number can one work with, let's say in 26 and 27?
No, I'm still working that we got a benefit of, mainly in steel and tube, we got a benefit of about 40 crores on the power cost last year. And this year we may get it because of the change of the tariff structures, we may get anywhere between 70 to 80 crores total benefit for the year coming out of the power cost.
Okay. Okay. You're talking about FY26, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And sir, lastly, you know, would it be possible for you to just spell out what is the general, let's say, EBITDA per ton or let's say gross profit per ton we generally make in pig iron, tubes, casting and steel, let's say on a steady state basis when the commodity price are more stable in nature?
Nee, right now we are in at a operating level of casting and steel tubes in the range of about 15-16% EBITDA, whereas pig iron, I think it has been quite under pressure, and I don't have the exact numbers, but it's under pressure. So I won't say negative EBITDA, but they are positive EBITDA, but numbers under pressure, like 6-7% kind of thing. And steel and tube put together also 15-16% EBITDA levels have been the operational levels. Whether they can improve, yes, there are so many things we want to do to improve. But in spite of the pressure situation, we continue to operate at that level because of number of cost measures which we have taken over the period in the last one decade.
Okay. So on a steady state basis, 6-7% is what one can aspire in pig iron, correct?
No, I expect it to recover. How can it be steady state at 6-7%? Typically, you have seen, unless the whole market changes henceforth, but otherwise, I think we should expect to get about 10% back into pig iron. It's, we have done so much work on integrating right from pig iron, coke oven, coke oven power generation, and efficiency improvement, productivity improvement. I look forward to recover 10% plus EBITDA even on pig iron, though right now it is not there.
Okay. Okay. And sir, finally, are we looking to debottleneck or expand the capacity in our seamless tube segment?
Yes, yes. We are looking for not only one is, as you know, we have ramped up to 200,000 operating level already. So I talked about 98,000, so we do slightly better. We are towards annual run rate of 200,000 metric ton of seamless tubes. And I expect whatever the debottlenecking measures we have already taken or we are taking, we should be able to achieve another 10% to 12% next year. And after that, we are looking forward to produce bigger seamless tubes. I hope that we will continue to work on these, and once they get commissioned, we are looking towards ramping up our capacity and realization of capacity to 300,000 metric ton in the coming year.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity and very well done by the KFI team on Oliver Engineering. My first question is, sir, if you can help me understand the timelines as to the commissioning of, so you've said that 20 megawatt gets commissioned windmill this year. So what could be the savings from that? And solar is what you said, 25 to 30 megawatts gets commissioned next year. So would it be first quarter next year, and what could be the savings from there?
The first thing is the windmill, very close to 20 megawatts, but that requires at least 9 windmills to get commissioned. It could be 8 this year and another 4 next year, which can happen in first or second quarter. Whereas the solar, we are yet to start that 30 megawatt. We have just got the connectivity permissions. There are some riders, and it could be something like second or third quarter of next year. Whether something can be done earlier, making use of these 4 months is what we are looking at. But clarity is on 8 windmills this year and 4 next year, and solar yet to fully crystallize, and we are working on that. We should be able to come back in the next call.
So the savings, if you can quantify just for the modeling purpose, this year what could we get from the windmill cost savings, and next year what could we get?
Yeah, I mentioned about the savings from solar. Last year we got 40 crores, and this year we look forward to 70 to 80 crores. And on the windmill, 70. In the windmill, something like 40 crores, but that benefit will mainly come next year, because even if it is commissioned, it is towards the end of this year.
Got it, sir. Got it. So this is a little change in the schedule with respect to the schedules, I mean, with respect to the target that we had previously. We were targeting 70 megawatt of solar.
Two major changes, Sahil. One is the government of Maharashtra change in the time slots and a little bit setback on support for solar, because now we have come to conclusion only 52% of the power consumption can be from solar. So we had to change our gear from solar to wind. So we are pursuing now eight windmills, which is 2.1 × 8 this year, and half of that, four windmills next year. It's around 16.8 MW this year, and four windmills is 8.4 MW of wind next year. And this became necessary because 65% utilization can be possible only with combination of wind and solar. So that's why the solar took a backtrack, and we wanted complete clarity of utilization before we invest more on solar. Some clarity has come. That's what we are saying, that another 30 MW will bring it, start the project as early as possible, but it would be realized from middle of next year. Timeline, yes. Another reason for timeline or delay is all the challenges related to grid connectivity and land acquisition. They have really put us back on the timeline, yes.
Got it, sir. So, would there be more renewable capacities which would keep coming in the following years, or this is all for now? Because we had a 210 MW total plan. Will we keep adding more, or last year we did about 700 MW?
I would say that we will keep adding more because our capacities are going up. And even today, we are very clear that 65% of our power can come from renewable energy. So we are very low compared to that. So capacity additions will continue in coming at least 2 to 3 years timeline. So we will be more or less there in line with our original goals, but only timeline is shifting slightly. So we'll continue to invest more to get the solar benefit and wind benefit, so the renewable energy benefit.
So lastly, we have had maintenance shutdown at Hiriyur and Baramati both. So if you can help us with any kind of guidance on if there'll be some loss on production, and then also on sales with respect to pig iron and tubes for the year.
With respect to pig iron, no major impact with respect to value addition. With respect to sale, yes, we have over, I think, about 40 days stoppage, and to that extent, I think there is some inventory and sale will happen from inventory, but production loss for 40 days, which is around 21,000-22,000 tons, comes. And Baramati stoppage is routine in nature. It's maintenance stoppage to improve the efficiency of one of the furnaces, heating furnaces. And it should not majorly affect any of our production and sales volumes, though there is production loss during the stoppage. So we are trying to keep our volumes up, but it can slightly affect the Q2 volumes in terms of production going down and slightly going down on the sales as well. Yes.
And lastly, the Oliver run rate is right now, the run rate per month is close to 1,500, or I mean close to 2,000, or are we doing more with respect to production?
No, it's close to 2,000. I think 1,850, 1,900 kind of number. And
okay.
We believe that we can take it to 2,000 or slightly more than 2,000 very shortly.
And do we then go for some capacity addition over there? Because I think we'll be quickly coming to
Yeah, we have already taken the approval to go ahead with investment of about 100 crores over the next 1 year to take the capacity to 48,000 metric ton per annum. But it will be subject to enhancing the environmental clearance there. But we are first focused on realizing 28,000, 30,000 capacity utilization in Oliver. So we are initiating both project and clearance enhancement to go up from current level to up to 48,000 metric ton per annum.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you, Sahil. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Prolin Nandu from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. So my first question is on pig iron industry, right? While you have answered the previous participants' questions, my question is that how do we get, how do we solve this low margins in pig iron? Is it purely a demand function where demand needs to go up? Because we are barely making any profit at an EBITDA level despite doing so much of, efficiency work that we have done in the past, right? I am not sure what is the state of the industry, right, or some of the players in the industry. So why are we not seeing closure of capacity? Why do some of the competition continue to sell at a negative, margins? And typically when such thing happens in other industry, you will see some exits, right, of capacity which will happen from, any particular segment. Do you foresee that happening? And, is that how we will arrive at a solution to the problem at hand?
No, I think it's very clear that we will have to move on to high value-adding product, not just pig iron. Point number one. Point number two is most of the people who start steel plant, till they scale up to steel, they continue to sell some pig iron. I think that's one of the reasons which is badly affected. And as they pick up on the steel making, they exit pig iron naturally. The purely pig iron players in the market is Kirloskar Ferrous Industries as well as Vedanta. We are the two people who are there, and I am sure that both of us are also looking at options to move on to the high value added product and not just low value added pig iron as a product. That is the way out to change this scenario, and in the short term, mid term, we look forward also to improve the margins if at all the market supports.
Okay, understood. Just double clicking on this answer that you gave, right? So, see, steel capacity will keep on getting added, right? Flow from, and till, as you mentioned, till they reach optimal, size, they will sell pig iron. So, is my understanding correct that maybe supply side things are not going to change and we only will have to move, to a higher value add? Is that understanding correct?
I think I will take that analogy because as you mentioned, the steel capacities will keep coming, some player will keep dumping pig iron. So it's a great idea to move on ourselves to high value added product. We are very clear that we will make steel from at least one of the blast furnace and dependency on pig iron to be reduced. And subsequently, if we can make a spun pipe or we can make steel from another blast furnace, further reduce the dependency on pig iron. I think it's a very clear line of strategy that we should go towards high value added products rather than just pig iron.
Sure. Which Master sir will take time, right, in a way, so maybe, we have a...
No, I think we have done basic work, we should move fast and move on to the steel making.
Okay, so we are,
yes.
I mean, what...
It takes a couple of years, but it takes a couple of years, so nothing can be done, yes.
Got it. And one last question on the casting side, right, and especially on volumes, right, so... one of the largest segments that you supply casting is the tractor segment, right? And it had reported a very healthy growth on, in first half, right, as a category, right, domestic volumes I'm talking about, while our volumes were negative, right? So were there any other segments that you were dragging us down? Is that the right
no,
way to
not, No, not really. Not really. See, first quarter we had some drag on the industry itself. Tractor picked up from maybe May, June. Also there is some effect of the extended monsoon, earth moving equipment going -6%. But also please remember, we also moved some quantity to Olivers, which is I mentioned about 5,000 ton production and sales which has happened. But subsequently, we are today, as we stand today in October or November, we have been able to load all the lines and look forward to increasing the volumes. Thereby I just said that 2,000 coming from Olivers and another 13,000 coming from earlier. So we can look forward towards 15,000 in the per month, and that can take us very close to 160, somewhere between 160,000 to 170,000, as we planned for this year. Slightly on the lower side, but yes, we are reaching that level today compared to 132,000 last year. We are working towards a further slight improvement so that we can look towards close to 2 lakh ton next year on casting as well, in addition to tube going beyond 2 lakh ton per annum.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Hina Kumawat from DHC. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just have a limited question.
Sorry, Miss Hina, your voice is not clear. Please come closer to your device and then speak.
Hello, audible now?
Can you speak a bit louder?
Hello, audible now? Hello?
Yes, a bit clear.
Yes. We have reported the pig iron sales of 264 KT in the H1. I just want to know, it is a wholly external sales or it include any?
No, sales what we have reported, I just told in this quarter, 131,508 metric ton. It is external sales, yes.
Okay, and further I want to know hot metal production, is it the how much it is allocated to pig iron, steel and other products also, the entire hot metal production bifurcation?
For this quarter, the hot metal production is 165,179 metric ton, out of which 131 is external sales. The balance is internal stock transfer for casting and steel manufacturing at Jejuri.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much for your interest in joining this call. It's always a pleasure interacting with all of you. Look forward to meeting you again next quarter. Thank you so much for joining this call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.